Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. You're all welcome, and I want to appreciate you all for paying this sacrifice. Hallelujah. Before you spend the billions, you will first have to spend yourself under the rain. So if you do that one, then God will allow you to spend the billions. All right. Are we good? Revelation chapter 3. So we are out of chapter 2. So I assume that the number 3 is a very interesting number. So which means that today's message will be very sweet. And you all love it. You'll be salivating by the time we are done. So, Revelation 3. Somebody is ready. Father, bless us this evening as we feast on your word. Guide us, enlighten us, help us in Jesus' mighty name. So, this is Voice to the Churches, Part 5, and we are considering the voice of the Lord to the Church of Sardis. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven stars, that has the seven spirits and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon you. Thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Now, if you see that last statement I just made, sorts out the problem of once saved, forever saved. Are we good? Can you see it there? Hello? Can you see it there? Jesus said that. What verse is that? He said, he that overcometh, the same person shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out. So whose responsibility is it to edit the book of life? Jesus. It's under the ministry of church affairs. Huh? Jesus. Not the Holy Spirit, though. So the book is in heaven. Jesus said, me, I will remove some people. So it's comforting and it's also scary. But the good news here is that Jesus will not just wake up one morning and arbitrarily, you may need to leave.
It doesn't distract.
He said, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that art and hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So this is a beautiful scripture. It's about 6 verses. All right. The first item again we want to bring before us here is that for every church that is established by Jesus on earth, God will from time to time bring a news update to that local assembly. For instance, if John were to be living in the 21st century, he might not have had to go to Patmos. Huh? John would have been in church like this on a Tuesday and teaching like this. All right? He will be teaching like this. But what you are listening to now is not just a message. It's a letter. Every time you hear a prophetic message like this, you are listening to an announcement from heaven. Huh? A news cast that is being cast in heaven. So it's very important that you understand the context. You need to understand the context that that God is looking at this thing from. Also, if your pastor is appointed by Jesus, from time to time, God will be speaking to him about certain emphasis. If you listen to some of our messages in the last two, three months, you will notice there have been an emphasis on repentance, revival. Is that not so? Uh-huh. And even before we started this book of Revelations. And it's because every time God is bringing an emphasis like this, there is something he wants to do in the body of Christ. Who can guess what that thing is? Separation. So when he has successfully separated the goat from the sheep, he will now bring revival. So you will have 120 people that will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even in a local church. Not everybody will participate. And that's the fearful side to it. Because some people will just think there's nothing there. Now, this church in Sardis is located in the country today that we know as Turkey. What is it that is significant with Turkey? Turkey used to be a Christian nation, but today it's fully Islamic, all right? Sardis is located in modern-day Turkey, and it's amazing to just think that there was a time in that country people will gather like this, the way we are gathered, and they will serve God. But at some point, God started seeing cracks in what they were building. Huh? For instance, there can be cracks in many areas in a church. And any crack you see within a local church is reflective of a crack you might be seeing in the body of Christ. For instance, and I know a lot of people are very touchy when it comes to some of these things, but you know God doesn't actually care. Because this church of Sardis was the first church. If you have been following this message very closely, this is the first church in the series that Jesus was not impressed with their works. If you notice the other churches, Jesus will say, oh, I know your works, you do this, you do that. However, you are not doing this. Is that not so? He will talk about their works. But this one, Jesus rejected their works. That was the first thing he did. So, most times, because we want to pander to the acceptance of men, you know, we think that by becoming more like the world, we can win them. Not knowing that while becoming more like the world, they will eventually win us over. It has never, that strategy has never worked. If Jesus wanted to use that strategy, nobody would kill him. Are you with me? So you have to be very cautious. We are called to live in this world, but not to be ruled by this world. We are not, you are in this world, but you are not of this world. So before you begin to do something because it's a trend, I hope you know that Jesus is not usually in trends. If not, he would have searched for a better way to come to the world, so that using the Pharisees and Sadducees, he would just give all of them post. You are the apostle for this, you are this, and everybody will be happy, and he will win the whole world. Nobody will kill him. So, when you are listening to a message like this, I want you to appreciate the fact that this is not likely something you might be hearing regularly if you go to a regular church in Lagos. Not because Harvest World is better. We are not better. We are all brothers. I'm telling you that right now, God is not the only one recruiting pastors. Satan is also recruiting pastors. So when you go to a church, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, who is the one behind the scene here? Is it the Holy Spirit? And you may not see the Holy Spirit, but you can look out for cracks, signs. Signs such as, what is the type of message they preach here? This type of message, will it help me draw near to the Lord? Will it strengthen my relationship with God? Or will it give me the leeway? Are you with me? To live as I please. There was a time I was so frustrated because I was not able to win any soul to Christ. Man of God, you know what I did? I just went to one person. I said, you know what? Just accept him. I said, don't worry. Live. I said, if Jesus doesn't come, you live your life. I said, if he comes, you go to heaven. Just accept him first. I was so frustrated. I just wanted to win as well. Why is everybody rejecting Christ? I did not know that Jesus already said, if they rejected me, they will also reject you. So when you try to be like the world by adjusting your message because you want to make them happy, the message will lose the power to save. The Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus because it is the power of God unto salvation. If you are relocating to the UK, or you are, for those of us listening in the UK that are joining this service, or in the US, one of the things you will find is that many Christians there are suffocating. Also in a city like Lagos, there are some of our friends who live in the north, and they said they cannot come to Lagos because all their friends who left the north and came lost their faith. So this type of church, this Sadducees, what is it about this church that Jesus rejected them from the beginning? This church was planted by Jesus, but Jesus was not happy with them. And Jesus spoke to their pastor. And look at the way Jesus introduced himself. He said, this thing says he who has the seven spirit of God and who holds the seven stars. You know what that means? The spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of might, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of understanding, and all seven spirits of God. This is what makes the Holy Ghost as extremely powerful as he is. This is why the Holy Spirit is the holiness, is described as the holiness of God. This is why the Holy Spirit does not have a name. It can only be described by his character. And Jesus said, I also hold in my hands the seven stars. And in Revelation chapter 1, he told us that the seven stars are what? The seven churches. Are you with me, Tumineno? Huh? You see? So the enemy has taken you now. See, that's the way it happens. This is how the Church of Sardis left. Jesus said, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are truly dead. That when people come to your church, they say, wow, this church is powerful. A mega assembly. Ah, I love the praise and worship of that church. I was sweating. The pastor dances like those in the world. The pastor's wife. I have been seeing one church online for like 3 weeks now. The pastor's, maybe that person is like the pastor's wife. She comes to, after the service, she stands in front somewhere, and the instrumentalist will be beating the drums, and she's shaking her body in a sensual way. And somebody asked a question. Is this also a church? People went for that person. Say, hey, Assistant Jesus, welcome. Why can't you skip the video? How can the pastor's wife be backing the camera and shaking her body in the name of, she's praising the Lord, but I'm distracted already. I cannot bear to look at you, because I know that it's not every pastor that is born again. Some of them just have a career. So, as wonderful as she may say she's praising God is, she has not been taught enough to know that it's not every type of sacrifice God touches. Huh? The first sacrifice that was ever offered to God by man, God rejected it. The sacrifice of Cain, God rejected it. So who are you? You think your church will be fooled by shaking your body? Huh? You don't know God. Look at Jesus threatening a church here. So when you go to some places, you will find that even though you may have the name of a church, Harvest World Assembly, but the principality in that place is mammon, sexual spirits, demons that allow for careless living. So Jesus said, this particular church, they are very popular in that city. Now, there's something you need to know about Sardis. Historically, Sardis used to be a very popular city that was known for commerce. It was like a business location like Lagos. Sardis was very big. It was very popular. If you are doing business in that part of Turkey and your business office, you don't have a center in Sardis. It's like you are still learning. Sardis is like Abuja. No, Abuja, Lagos. All right? It's like Lagos. But Sardis was also known for ritual worship, what you call ritual worship. You know what I mean by ritual worship? It's like worshiping idols or demons through the use of rituals. You perform witchcraft and rituals. You do all kind of stuff. So it's slightly different from just worshiping Satan. That kind of worship involves you offer blood sacrifices, you do so many things, and you also commit immorality, sexual immorality. So this was the environment this church was planted in. And Jesus said, this church, they are very popular. Everybody knows them. So what's their name? Said the International Assembly of Sardis, of church, the Church of Sardis. Global Assembly, International Headquarters, Sardis. The Church of the Firstborn, Sardis. King of Kings Assembly, Sardis. So people, they were very popular. There was nobody in Sardis who would say he didn't know this church. But Jesus said, your popularity is only among the dead. That in heaven you are not known. Jesus said in verse 2, I want you to be watchful. What does the word watchful mean? What's another word for watchfulness? Be vigilant. Say, be vigilant. Strengthen the things which remain. Which means there were certain items in this church that were not completely dead. We still had one brother in the prayer team that was still trying to pray. We still had one sister in the music team that was still trying to glorify God. That's why for me personally, you know, if a song is trending, I don't allow it here. Especially until I know the spirit behind the song. And like I told you guys some time ago, because it's a Christian song, doesn't mean Christ is the spirit behind it. The only way to know the spirit behind it is to measure the fruit. There was a particular, if you go online, you'll find a lot of videos on YouTube where people will say, oh, I was a servant of Satan, I was married to Lucifer. You see all those confessions on YouTube or online. But I think a year or two ago, there was a brother from Uganda that went viral. James. And when he went viral, people in Europe, people in America, people in Asia, people in Africa, that video had about probably 9 million views. Everybody had a similar testimony that their prayer life... Who watched that video? You know, that video is like 3 hours. I watched it like 4 times. People like, something happened to them, like they started praying again. You see? So you measure by fruit, not by the tree. Because the tree can be barren. And if the tree is barren, you could mistake the leaves as the fruit. But an unripe apple is poisonous. If you eat an unripe mango, you will die. It looks like it has something that resembles a fruit. But when you look at it, this thing is spoiled to kill. So Jesus said, I want you to be vigilant, be watchful. And this is what Jesus is saying to us, be watchful. How many of you remember that when Jesus was going to the, I think it was at the Garden of Gethsemane. He said to his disciples, say, watch and pray. Do you remember? Say, watch and pray. He said, so that you enter not into what? So a lot of people are praying, but they are not watching. For instance, when you are watching, you could assess, like, you could just look at yourself. Why is it that, let's assume you are battling with lust. Lust. You just look at yourself like, it's like this thing has a pattern. So when it happens at a particular time, maybe for you, it's at night. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somewhere around 11 p.m., you're just trying to go to bed. Your mind is just playing around. All right? Your mind is playing around. Who knows what I'm talking about here? Because people are just... Joel, you are raising your hand. You don't, I'm not sure you know what I'm talking about. I don't pray you know it. So, you just lazy around, you know. Maybe you might just realize that you wore a very similar attire with somebody on Sunday. You just realize that at night, the thing was still inside your head. Okay, are you still here? So you just notice your mind is playing a fast game on you. And for some reason, you don't want to cast out that. You are just there. The lights are out, but you are just enjoying the thought. You commit so many crimes in that virtual space. So many crimes are committed. And when you wake up, you say, hey, oh boy, God have mercy. You're a bad boy. It's weird. So when you want to deal with that kind of a thing, and Jesus is saying, be watchful. What Jesus is saying is, before you pray,
Wait.
When do you have this experience? Usually. Okay, anything from 10. 10, 11, when you go to bed, maybe you wake up somewhere in between 12, 1, you can't sleep again. So, okay, let's analyze. So you analyze. Because a lot of people are praying, but it takes being watchful to be intelligent spiritually. It takes being watchful. If you want to get married to somebody, you may need to look at how that person's father, if the brother is someone that loves his father so much or his parents, if he's strongly, caring about his father, like he likes the vibe his father, most likely the way his father treats his mother is the way he will treat you. Because the moment you are affectionate towards somebody, even without your permission, that person's value transfers to you. Which is why there are many people that no matter how much I pray for them, they will never be healed. Because they want a miracle, but their heart is not open towards me. And that's why Peter said to that man by the gate of the temple, he said, look at us. Fasting your eyes. In other words, focus on us. I know you want to look for who will give you money, but look at me for a few minutes. What I want to give you, without focus, you can't take it. So when you come to church, you need to be, just forget about the famzine and everything. You see, like, we're having this conversation now. I am not your friend again, I'm your pastor. So you have to just adjust so that if there's anything the Lord is saying, that thing can come to you. So you need to be able to analyze. If you're about to take a step, you want to you got this offer in a new office, you want to resume there, look at that office, go to that place when the office is, when the weekend, take a bus or a boat or Uber, stand in front of the office, look at their gate. Are you still here? See, you have to be watchful, to be intelligent. Look at their gate. Look at the paint on the gate. The attention they pay to their gate is the attention they pay to their staff. Go and check it every time. This thing I just told you, put it in your left hand. Wherever you are going, should I give you another one? You know, Jesus said, be watchful. I'm using this as an example to explain how spiritual warfare can be done successfully. You go into the office of this client. The moment you go in, you meet maybe one of the security officers. Hello, how are you? Good morning. Look at his facial expression. Make sure he looks at your eyes. There's a lot of information in the eyes. People who are too busy on their phones, you drop information on the table. Look into the person's eyes. You can see uncertainty. You look at his dressing. Look at his smile. Is it official? Is it plastic? Is he looking relaxed? Is he looking tensive, pensive, tensed? This place. So you owe that one. By the time you go in, you will know why that man is not smiling. By the time you enter the office, you will know why that brother you met outside is not smiling. Be watchful. You are going to get married to this guy that always has fits of bouts of anger, uncontrolled temper, or maybe it's even the lady. Because some ladies want you to take them as they are. I cannot take you as you are because you're a problem. I cannot. Yeah? If you don't care about how you look or you don't like being healthy and all of that, I know. Let's just be business partners, but I'm not sure. A lot of people will not tell you why they are no more talking. You will just think the person logged out. The person saw something. Yeah. And this is for both genders, so it's not even. it's not a male thing. Look at the way the brother relates with his father. Look at the way that girl relates with her father. That is what you are going to get. Now, if you are not lucky enough to have had a healthy relationship with your parents, that is where the church comes in. You must have a healthy relationship with your pastors. They must fill that gap. Even if your pastor keeps telling you, Sister Tumininu, Pastor, I'm not Sister Tumininu, I'm your daughter. Be drumming it into his ears, because there is a gap. And you will not get anything higher than your own experience, personal experience, out of marriage. So you need to be able to say, I have a standard. There is an expectation I have of whoever I'm getting married to. And your relationship with your father should form a large part of that foundation, that basis. And that's where a lot of people who have all these dad issues, you see them, they're always wearing nose rings and all of that. Because there's no authority structure. That thing is a sign of rebellion. The same way sagging started in the prison. Oh, you didn't know? Sagging. Hey, you take it to the next level. That sagging, that jeans thing that is sagging, started when many of the inmates, the uniform they gave to them was not no belt and was not primed for the size, so you have to serve. And he started rapping with it. Then it became a trend. I don't have a problem with people. People have been making a lot of noise about should a Christian brother tint his hair. Why not? Is it not your money? I don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with your values. Do you understand? I don't have a problem. If I was in Jamaica to do a missionary work and I realize this, my hair is a problem, I will braid it. Yes. And I will learn the local Rasta language. I will learn it. It's not me. Paul said to some, I became a Jew. I just need them to get. When they come in, they will realize that I only did that for them. It's not me. It's not part of the. Go and check my old picture. I skin my head. I don't have hair. This one, I had to put fertilizer on this thing for it to grow. Those are not the real issues. Some people just have they just like a particular style. The only problem, is not the style. The problem is that there are no values. I know a particular evangelist in the U.S. I see him on. That heals the sick on the road. He wears long braids. It's a white guy. That's not the issue. I say we can't see Christ on you. You are talking about tinted. Forget it. We can't see Christ in you. There are people that wear suits in my former church, wear sandals, and we still did not see Christ in them. Jesus said, be watchful. It's so easy to fall off. Now, let me say this, because some people now, the only thing they heard was when I said, I'm going to plait my hair and do something. That's the only thing they heard. Paul said, all things are lawful, but not all things are necessary. And because not all things are necessary, thank you, Pastor Tokwe, because not all things are necessary, I will not be brought under the power. All right? So Jesus said, be watchful. He said, and strengthen the things that remain. So which means for this church, what Jesus expected them to do the next Sunday when they come is not to start singing, say, everybody look, look. Say, today, we are not going to look at anything. Everybody sit down. The pastor and the other leaders would have met. What are the things that have died? What are the things that are still showing element of life? Jesus said, strengthen the things that remain. That means there were certain items in that church that still have a resemblance of hope. And the thing with Jesus is that if he finds one molecule that is still breathing, from there, he can bring life there. And that is why many of you are still experiencing revival. Because some major thermal stations, some generator batteries have been destroyed. But you have one small battery that is still charging. You have one power bank remaining. One of your cells, your molecular cell, is still, it's like there's energy. There's something blinking. Let us see if we can tap fire. Jesus will begin to blow that one. So that if that one, from that one, it will power you up again. Now, the question here is that for Jesus to be able to do this, he gave you a task. What is that task? He said, you must strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. What is he saying? You must participate in this process. This process does not require the Holy Spirit alone. It requires you, your me, to sit down and say, let us hold on for a minute. Your me, if you are to stand before God tonight, if tonight, God forbid, turns out to be your last day, what do you think your conversation with Jesus when you die would sound like? You see, when we are talking about the Church of Sardis and some of these guys, it will be more helpful for us if we remove the word Sardis and put your name, Yomi. And put your name, David. Put your name, Benga. Do you understand? Put your name, Oluwakemi. Then read it again. A lot of Christians don't actually think Jesus is coming again. And Satan is the one laughing at them. Even Satan is expecting Jesus to come. Even Satan has not forgotten that Jesus is coming back and is doing everything to delay it. You that say you are following Jesus, that say you belong to Jesus, in the last 3 months, I've actually not thought about the fact that Jesus could come this night. Jesus said, be vigilant. There's one other scripture where this issue of vigilance comes up in the scriptures. Where is that? Jesus said, it wasn't Jesus that made this. I think it was Peter. He said, be vigilant. He said, for your enemy. Your adversary. He goes around. Like what? If your enemy, the devil, is going about, which means he has no specific target, but he is going around looking for a careless soul. Are you with me? Please look at that scripture. He's going about seeking. So when he came to Jesus, Jesus announced and said, for the enemy came and found nothing. So even Jesus was permitted, Satan was given the permission to test him. Not just once. What most people know is the fasting he did, but there were other times, and you see Jesus would just make some statement. And those statements will let you know that Satan was around very briefly. When Peter decided that he would not allow Jesus die, what did Jesus call him? Say Satan. So it was not Peter that spoke. Peter is a lovely guy. But Satan usually announces his presence through words, through conversations. You are wondering, why did Fatima say that thing? Oh, why did that client say that thing? Why did... Something happened. You know, I still don't know what to make out of that conversation. Somebody, I was in a meeting somewhere, like less than 48 hours ago. And somebody, I don't really know him, but he said he has been to this church. Like he comes in and just goes out. This man is probably somewhere like 55, 60 years. The man made a statement. He said, you people don't do vigil in your churches. In your church. He said, Harvest Word. You know, I now said yes. I say it's deliberate. I say it doesn't mean we don't pray at night. I say, but coming here, say there's a reason. And the reason is, first of all, safety related. Safety related, because this place is close to the express and I'm a bit sensitive to personal safety. I come here. But you will not know. Alright? It was when I got home at night that I was trying to sleep. The Lord just flashed that statement again. This man is not a member of the church. He doesn't know anything about you, as it were, but he had information. Do you understand? The Lord told me, he said, what does that sound like? I say, it sounds like witchcraft. He said, yes, you get it. You know what the Lord was saying? If you decide that, Tina, you will stop praying.
Hey, are you talking to me? Hey, preacher.
If you decide to stop seeking the Lord, you are not the only one who knows. The moment your light and your fire stops burning in the spiritual realm, the information will go around that that place is open, is porous. Are you with me? Can you see that staying up in the middle of the night and chatting with people is completely stupid? No matter how close that your friend is, completely stupid. If for anything you value your fire, you value God's power in your life. Why? Except your job is such that you sleep in the day and work at night. Jesus said, be vigilant. Be vigilant. My vigilance will not be your vigilance, because the things I will have to, the list I withdraw when I look at my life will be different from yours. Do you understand? Personally, as much as I consider myself to be very liberal, even though some people don't agree, if I was going to get married now, it's going to be a very big problem, because love is not enough. If you are very camera friendly, you love the camera, I must hear God before I marry. That's me. It's not in the Bible, it's me. You can't do anything without taking videos and all. You will be my friend, but not my wife. And let me make this announcement today. I don't even like being on this stage. For the sake of, I want people to know me. But when we go for pastor's meeting, instead of telling us that, let us pray for 3 hours, 4 hours, let us labor in the place of, you'll be hearing, pastors, you need to put yourself out there. When did this thing become a business meeting? That Fatima should be putting herself out there, our fashion designers. You should be putting your work out there. I mean, pastor, I don't even want you to know what I look like. If you like dancing in front of the camera, it's don't worry, you are not the one. People will beg me, Pastor Mari. If I tell you why I'm not mine, you will not believe it. You like to dance in front of the camera? You are not the one. Even let your fire be as. So, you know, this is my own being watchful. For you, it might not be on your list. Do you understand? You need to sit down with yourself and look at the things that can easily derail you. For me, because my gift is tied to my eyes, and it was a dance that took away John's head, and John was a prophet, I know that if a John could die, because of a woman that was dancing, then I'm nobody. Me, I'm already dead. John, that anointed Jesus, it was a woman that was dancing that killed him. Who am I? That means I'm finished. I have no hope. So, if you are the dancing type, God bless you. Join the choir. But I am not the one that the Lord... So, church is quiet. Tell your neighbor, be watchful. Jesus says, be watchful. Because many of the things you will need to look out for, they may not really be sins. Dancing in front of, like, Salome is not a sin. Do you understand? But the only question I'm asking is that you have checked your page on Instagram or TikTok. You've taken all our godly songs and you've been shaking your body to it. And when we read the comment section, there are only guys there. Saying, oh, beautiful princess, beautiful princess. Oh, do you see those things? Alfred, you're, oh my God, there's a lot of confession to go. Alfred, do you see those things? Like, oh, princess. If somebody comes there to say, because one day I wanted to say, who is this? Who is your mother? I wanted to type it. I realized that the matter will not end. So I didn't want anybody to abuse my father. I just turned off my phone. So, do you know that it's not only the ladies? It's even the guys. Guys are not dancing like women. And you say you found husband. Say, go and check. Strengthen the things that remain. You suddenly realize that your stance on righteousness, following the Lord, having a healthy relationship with God, you are no longer as firm as you used to. So Jesus says, watch it. The church of Sardis started with one member, grew to 10 members, grew to 5,000. It became a church that was known all around Turkey. And yet, when Jesus came, he did not even, the first thing, he rejected their works. The first church among the seven churches that Jesus said, you have failed. Look at the first church, Ephesus. With all the wala that they had, Jesus still said, I know your works. Jesus loved their works, but he said they left their first love. But Jesus still appreciated their works. But Sardis, so don't. Don't take it personal if what I'm saying is giving you a jab below the belt. It's something for you to think about. Because I realize that if I don't set the standard very high, I'll be living in a false world. I'll just think that I'm doing well. Then Jesus comes one day and says, I've rejected your works. This Jesus that is talking here is alive. Oh. The world, those stupid influencers trying to tell you who Jesus is, they didn't read Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Jesus, the one who called for a feast. Was it on Friday I was teaching on this? Where I said Jesus called, the parable where Jesus called for a feast and those he invited did not come. Then he told his servants, go and bring everybody from the road. And somebody still came that was not dressed well. Jesus still sent him back. He's not desperate too. Now you won't choose their fire. He said, be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works to be what? Perfect before God. That means God is always checking. He's looking at our motives. Say motives. He's looking at our motives. When you stand in front of the mirror, you know. You know exactly what you are hoping to achieve. One of my clients in those days used to say to me that she only plans to be a stripper for maybe 5, 7, 10 years max. Then she will retire. So her plan is that she would have built a house, you know, built houses. She was dating Spanish men and some of all these guys. And her goal is to do some of... And these are the... Those people you are competing with on Instagram, they have information and determination that you don't have. Do you understand? So if for me, if I look at your channel and I just see there is that you are always dancing, for me, I categorized you in the among people with the lowest level of intelligence because there's no skill required for dancing. It doesn't task your brain. You understand? So that's it's like being a modern day prostitute. So those who need you will send you a message, but it's like you putting yourself out there. You can't tell me you are doing it for Jesus. No, you cannot. Jesus, the Holy One, the King, the King, Jesus, that sent his Holy Spirit. You are doing this? Ah, no. You have a wrong person. Your pastor may be doing it with you, but you most likely you may not. So everybody, including those who don't attend Bible study in their church, want to comment on what they feel is right or wrong. I'm not seeing anybody quoting scriptures. I'm just seeing people sharing their opinion on unnecessary things like whether your hair should be tinted or not. Unnecessary things. If women can tint their hair, why not men? That's not the issue. That's not the issue. Do you understand? When the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they wore earrings. And God said, there is people. But you are more holy than God. I said, that's not the issue. I said, the issue here is that we searched you. We didn't find Christ in your life. Don't see people that are... I'm not saying you should be doing those things. Me, I don't even have time. My life is too serious to be... But I'm just saying, don't think you are better than somebody who walks in here plaiting his hair. Or wearing, you know, earring. You are not better. Because when that man dies, all those earrings, he will leave them on the table. And his soul will go to God. He will go and answer for what he did. But what I am telling you is that whether that man continues to dress like that or not, now depends on the gospel he is introduced to. As he continues to come close to Christ, he will now realize that, I don't need this one again. I don't need this one again. I don't need this one again. You see him in 5 years' time, completely transformed. So not wearing earring is not the gospel of Jesus. It's the gospel of men. I said, telling people not to wear earrings is not the gospel of Jesus. It's the gospel of men. So let them wear it. But being decently dressed, Jesus is interested in that one. Jesus said in verse 3, remember, therefore, how thou hast received an head, and hold fast, and repent. He said, remember how thou hast received. Remember the messages you used to hear. Remember what you received at the first time. This, being with Christ for 1 month, you fall back 3 months, you come to Christ again for 2 weeks, fall back 6 months. Jesus said, remember when I found you. Remember the things you first heard. You have the right to choose your pastor. You will not be holier than what your pastor teaches you. And even if you say, hey, you are following God, I hope you know TikTok is waiting for you. Actually, once you just swipe your... Are you with me? You just swipe Instagram. You just see one song. You just see all those trending songs. We have a big job to do. Some of you, you didn't plan to be pastors, but God will recruit you because the work is much. I was talking to a pastor yesterday. You know, I gave one prophecy sometime. I was saying something about pastors, musicians. Do you remember? So, what I'm saying now, and God sees my heart, I love everybody. But there's a level of greatness you will attain. It becomes very difficult for anybody to correct you. If there's a pastor that is very fervent and is doing what everybody knows, in this man is very vibrant, but he's gay. But when he prays, he's very vibrant. You like him, he's young, but he's gay. And most of the fathers of faith in Nigeria cannot correct him because pepper day in hand. He get money and is accepted by young people. Why should you be a pastor over 10,000 people and you are not married? Even if you are poor. If you know you don't want to marry, that's my job. My name is Gbenga. I'm from Lagos. So we'll be taking you to Lasuth now. Go and castrate you. Then we'll bring the certificate. So this man of God, what's your title? Is it prophet or apostle? He said, yeah, okay. So he said, we have castrated him so that he can serve God. He will not be moved by anything. So all of you ladies, so now your pastor is free to be among you as a single brother. There are some things that you are supposed to ask. Even if the pastor's wife is dead, if you truly love him, after a time you say, Pastor, what's going on? Do you want to remarry? Would you say, give me some time. If you truly love him, you should help him and protect him. Not that somebody is traveling up and down with helicopter and all of that, and he's unmarried. Meanwhile, he's sleeping with somebody. But you know why people can't talk about it? Because everybody is doing it. Jesus said, remember what you received at the first. He said, if you do not repent, if thou shalt not watch, I will come on you like a thief. What that means is that the day of reckoning will be an unexpected day. The day of reckoning. The day of reckoning. You just like, ha, is this what it means when they say Jesus has come? This particular prophet is late now. How many of you know William Branham? You've read about him? Up till now, I don't even know any person that is as strong in the prophetic like William Branham. Very anointed. He doesn't prophesy guesswork the way me I'm doing. He doesn't do guesswork. Sometimes when we prophesy, the Lord just tells us, the hand of the Lord is upon Tumininu. When I say that, I don't even know what the next thing. As Tumininu is coming out, that's when God will tell me the next. So I have to be walking by faith. Like last Sunday, I was prophesying about something. And I said, I don't know what was it that I... And I said, who among them is light-skinned? I called out a part. What was that case? Somebody with a sister in Canada. Several people raised their hand. And I said, this person is slim, is not chubby, is light-skinned. Then other hands came down. So I found the person. But I didn't know that information at once. When I saw many hands, I waited. It can't be all of you. But you know what would have happened? If the Lord did not give more information, I'll pray for everybody. Go and find them. But in this particular case, I was able to listen to my... But William Branham is not like that too. William Branham will preach until he sees the angel that the prophetic angel assigned to him. He will walk in. He will walk in like a church member. and walk straight to the altar, the angel will open a scroll and he will read inside. Tumenino, red dress, black, blue shoes, no ear. You know, so when he's talking to you, he will point to you, you'll be shocked. Are you Tumenino? Say, yeah. You live 10 at Adelabu Street, somewhere. Say, you were at the doctor's office 2 days ago and the doctor said this. Say, yes. You will think he's reading it. It's like the angel holds a book in front of him. So he's just reading what is. And I told God, I said, I like this one because I don't have to be thinking. Just read what is in the paper. And she will say, yes. Then I will say, you are free. Not that shakataba yakatabara. Hallelujah. Please give me a prophetic sound. Let's worship the Lord. There's no time for that one. Do you have the anointing or you don't have the anointing? Don't waste our time. Long low, anointing. No get anointing. William Brown was so powerful. One day they interviewed him. They said, how do you know these things? He said, when the angel comes, you know, he's a very small man. He said, when he comes, he said, but there's one other thing. He said, the revelation comes to him like, you know, it's like when we are young and we try to climb the fence into our neighbor's compound. Huh? But you know, the fence is usually higher because we are small as guys. So anytime I pull myself over the fence and I look over the fence, he said, I keep seeing things. He said, as long as I can put my head in faith and I look. That's why many pastors, when we prophesy, we look at your face. Because when we look at your face, it's like something is opening to us. But we won't tell you. So don't look at my face. If you say, let me see what I'm looking at. I will change my style. Amen. So, please, again, I need you to understand that when Jesus brings forth these things, he's telling us why those before us failed. That means we can avoid it. Are we together? Everything Jesus is saying here is in love. He said, however, there are a few of you, there are a few names, even in Sardis, that have not defiled their garments. And this is the hope that I have, sincerely. Sometimes I get very discouraged. I battle with a lot of spiritual depression because sometimes I just ask myself, you know, like, I asked my wife, I said, why is my life like this? And I did not do water baptism in deeper life. Why is my life like this? Why don't I just go and join that church? Do you understand? I have worn jacket on sandals before. Because it made my life easy. We were poor in my family, but it was easy. Nobody was asking me, why are you dressed like? Everybody dressed the same way. Now, I've seen the light. I'm now in Lagos. But my brain is still in deeper life. Even though I'm not like that too, but I didn't attend that church for so long. But when I was living in my room with Deeper Life members, when I was in Ife, they appreciated me. You know why? Everything they believe, I agree. So, even though I had one girlfriend, but they didn't know. But they know they hear God like that. So, but anytime they open their Bible study manual, I'm interested. I like, wow, praise God, hallelujah. Thank God, thank you, Holy Spirit. They like the way so they invite me to their fellowship. The day I went to the fellowship, I saw heaven open. They were singing one particular hymn. I said, are you singing that hymn here? We have an anchor that keeps the soul. Hey! Steadfast and sure where the billows roll. That they are quiet. They say they know they beat drum. My brother, they beat. The moment everybody sang the hymn, my eyes opened. I saw the heavens. They say they speak in tongues. After that, in my head, Shate Kamaya. I say, yes. Yes. That's the Holy Ghost. There's a way you will worship. I can feel God here. It's not the one that somebody sang a song, no turning back. You all the prostitutes online have taken over the song. Say they are singing for Jesus. You don't know Jesus. Jesus cannot touch everything. No. Never. Like they preached a wrong Jesus to you. This Jesus that told this church that he will delete their name. He said there are still a few people, which means if in this church now, God forbid, out of 120 people, only 10 people chose not to be defiled by even the pastor's message. As much as I don't have any problem with you frying your hair as a man, and may I tell you, I used to fry my hair as a man. As a Christian, I used to fry my hair. Huh? It was Jesus that took it away from me. My mom used to take me to the salon. She would sit under this dryer. Me, I would sit in the next dryer. And I was preaching to her to give her life to Christ. And I was seeing visions. You know that Jericho, they say, wait, my mom, I had my own Kesingshin, Kokoshin. I used to walk. You people don't know. Jesus don't work for my body. Oh. He don't walk. He don't pan a beat. He do so many things. He don't look me. He say, I said I will go to school. From primary school. I'm not secondary school. Primary school. I can forget my notes. If you open my bag, you will see Kesinshin, Kokoshin. You see mirror. Different types. I had a set of combs. Huh? In my bag. If you touch, I worshipped my hair. This my hair, look, if you get close, you notice the thing don't chop well. Now, God, I should allow the hair to, as punishment. Jesus, may you meet the real Jesus. He said, "These ones that have not defied themselves, he said, they will walk with me in white. For they are what? They are worthy." So when you lift up your voice and you sing, "Worthy is the Lamb," Jesus will look at you too and say, "Fatima, you are worthy, holy." Do you know what it means to be worthy? It means you have qualified. It means they looked at you amongst other people and you are different. Come on, say that's my portion. It means the day you die and from the entrance as your spirit is coming, the sun will be radiating on you. The glory of that heavenly kingdom will be radiating on you. Because you see, this your flesh covered your glory for so long. But you see, when you put aside this flesh, huh? You see every work God has been doing in you. When you stand like this, this one don't enter. Gate go open for them. Gate this one. So don't labor for the approval of men. That TikTok may be praising you, but all of you will be going to hell. You don't know that more people will go to hell than heaven. Even Jesus said, Tina, Jesus said, they rejected me. Jesus came. The people he came for, they hung him. They chuck him, kill him. Jesus, oh, these same people are accepting you. Huh? Are you sure it's the real Jesus you have? Because the person you say you have, when a kid, they kill him. No. You don't have the right Jesus. Okay, the Jesus that Paul had, that he could have been living secretly with him. Huh? And he could not. You say you have Jesus. And nobody knows. You say you have Jesus. Nobody suspects. Nobody suspects your good behavior.
that it's because you are with Jesus. They think it's because of home training. You met him. You have not met him. He said, these ones, they have walked with me. He said, for they are worthy. Jesus now said, he that overcometh, any man that overcometh, the young child that overcomes, the bishop that overcomes, the Christian brother that overcomes, that sister that is divorced but is following Jesus, that overcomes. Jesus doesn't describe you by your condition. No. It describes you on one basis, whether you overcame. That means there will be challenges on your part. There will be many reasons for you to turn back. There will be many reasons for you to say, I cannot go again. But Jesus said, if you stay and follow and you overcome, when you see me, he said, I will clothe you in white. The scripture tells us, he said, there is a glory of the sun. And there is a glory of the moon. And there is a glory that exalts all of them. Not every Christian will be at the same level of glory when we see Jesus. Said, I, not your pastor, I will clothe you in white. Don't live for the approval of men. Jesus said, when I see you, I will come with your own, your real garment, your true garment, and I will wear it on you. That's a glorious day. How can you? Wouldn't it be so lovely that if you are privileged to lead all your family members to Christ and they all follow Jesus, and on that day you are all standing and just coming and just say, Fatima, you look so lovely. I have something for you. Special. I know you are a fashion designer, but I made this one myself. First gift from Jesus. First gift. Say, this is eternal life. Oh, yeah. Wear it. This is the glory for your labor, for your sacrifice. And you remember the day you had no money and you gave your last 100 naira to Sister Tum. He said, I saw it and I wrote it down. Say, for your labor. Say, take life. Say, we shall be given the crown of life. Say, take. Say, I will give him a white raiment. He said, I will not blot his name out of the book of life. That's a promise. Listen, if you are on this journey and you notice at some point you don't have the strength again, start limping, but keep your eyes on the ball. They said she divorced. He's not worthy to be a Christian. Everybody judged him, but he kept moving. They said she's not faithful. She's praying too much. Jesus said, just keep coming. They say she had an accident. If she was truly serving God, God would have protected her. She lost one eye. Jesus said, keep coming. They say if truly she was serving God, she would not have been raped. Jesus said, don't listen to them. Keep coming. Jesus said, I, Jesus, will not take your name out of the book of life. The people around you may not have considered you perfect enough for them. He said, but I, Jesus, I reward effort. I reward result. Not only effort, I reward result. I reward motive. You are not perfect, but you trusted me. I will not remove your name. There will be surprises in heaven. I said there will be surprises. There are many people who we expect to meet there. They will not be there. There are many people we thought would be great in God's kingdom. God will say, this one, nothing. It's a foolish virgin. There are many we thought they didn't, because the pastor did not recognize them. Just say, these are my champions. Nobody celebrated and said, these ones are my champions. Nobody ever called them to appreciate them for, this one, come. See, give them a white garment.
Jesus said, not only will I not take out your name from the book of life, he said, I will mention your name before my Father. When you show up on that day, Jesus will say, Daddy, do you remember him? Do you remember Tina? Do you remember Yomi? And God will say, yes. Say, no. Do you remember that incident? When she could have married that guy, moved to the US, but that guy was not a Christian, and she decided that she would rather remain unmarried than to go against her. I said, yeah, I remember. I said, she made it. Jesus will recommend you to his Father and say, do you remember Tumininu? Say, I will mention your name. Do you know there are many things we do in the house of God, we do in our offices, and we are not recognized for it? Jesus has your file. When you stand before him, it is that file that we talk. Father, do you remember Kemi? That's how we mention it. So when they open your file, Tina, what will be inside? Disappointment. How many times you threatened God that you will not follow him again? If you have threatened God this year, shout hallelujah. He said, I will confess your name before my Father and before his angels. Let me tell you something as we round up. If you can hear me now, and peradventure if I'm still your pastor. If you live on this earth for 80 years, 100 years, you will spend a lot more time in eternity. Labor. Labor for the meat that does not perish. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. I want us to pray very briefly. Father, we ask tonight. This is the fifth part of this message. We ask that, Lord, peradventure there are people amongst us, or some who are watching online, who have still not made a decision to go all the way with you. Fathers, do something new in their hearts today. Lord, we pray tonight that this church, the Harvested Assembly, will become a center for raising genuine people who have a genuine relationship with you. And that through our lives, even though we are weak, even though we have many mistakes, but you will use us as a standard of what you can do when you find a man. I receive grace for everyone in this meeting, for everyone that is online, the grace to be strong and to follow you all the days of our lives. None of us will turn back. None of us will become rich and turn back. None of us will leave you. Lord, we ask that from today to be glory to glory. Lord, we ask that from today our relationships will be restored to you. Those of us who are going through a tough time, let us begin to hear your voice again. The power to say no to sin, Lord, release it upon us. The power to walk in love at every point in time, Lord, release it upon us. The power to love holiness and to live a holy life, Lord, give it to us. Start something new in our lives. Be glorified. in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.